Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday Coffee Tea with me. The next to last call for a while. Next week, our guests will be the folks from Natural Immunogenics, Sovereign Silver, Sovereign Copper, and those wonderful little gels they make. But this week, we're going to focus on our featured guest, John B., and my associate, brother in Christ, Peter Horn. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. How you doing, brother?
I'm well. I'm 1 month out from hip surgery and pretty much back in the saddle again.
That's wonderful news. Wonderful news. Glad to hear that.
Yes.
All right, John. What's up, buddy?
Well, that's a good question. You guys know that we have gone through a complete rebranding and built a new website and all that stuff, new labels. That process continues. It's going to be an evergreen project where all continuous improvement going on. We have been very fortunate to find someone who is very good with graphic design and uses AI software to make videos. And we've been able to do 20 of our products we've got videos for now that will be used on Amazon and our website and also in social media marketing kind of thing. And they're amazing. I mean, I can't even – you can tell that it's a computer talking. You know, it's not a human voice. But it's you have to really pay attention to figure that out. It sounds like a human talking, and all the pictures and all the copy and everything in there is really done well. So I've been extremely impressed with what this guy's doing. And it's going to be helpful for us to have product videos like that look professional. I mean, they look good enough to put on television. It's amazing. So I'm excited about that. So y'all keep an eye out for logos, product videos that hopefully will be turning up in social media. And whenever you see one, please give us a high five or whatever, by far, the best way for us to get our message out is for people who already know and love us to share that information with because unfortunately, the regular marketing world is not a playing field for people who are all about promoting truth and actually helping heal people as opposed to just treating, profiting from them. If you don't fit into that whole model, then you find it very difficult to message out because of all the different censoring that's happening. It's been an eye-opening experience for sure, but we are determined to continue putting forth the good fight and doing our very best to serve the Lord and serve y'all with all of our heart. And we'll worry about the results when they get there. Let's see. There's in the process of rebuilding the site, we tried using an app for our wholesale portal that basically just changes pricing for doctors and health food stores and pharmacies and so forth to wholesale pricing. But that turned out to be a disaster because you can't really control the message that way. So I ended up having to build a second website, a complete second website for wholesale. And that's been a lot of work. Through the process, it's been beneficial because in that process, there's so much intense copy rewriting and all that kind of thing that I found things on the retail site that needed to be improved on. So in the process of launching the new wholesale site, which I think goes live Monday, we are actually on the existing retail site as well. Some of you may have noticed that we've started sending out weekly specials, and Mel is sharing those on his site as well. The whole idea behind that is just to introduce new products to people that that we've had for a long time, but they may not be aware of them. So typically we're picking one product a week that we want to reintroduce to the marketplace with a 30% discount, a substantial discount. So we're going to continue to do that just to try to get all of the different products and tools that we have in front of people so they're aware of them, and hopefully they'll try them.
Hey, John, let me jump in for a minute. So last week's call, we talked about apple cider vinegar as a biofilm buster.
Yeah.
So if you had one product to recommend from the Logos Group as a biofilm buster, what would it be?
Well, if I had to choose one, I would probably choose Magnificine. But my answer is that there's not one. There's at least two.
What two?
Together. And they're in our protocol, obviously, for the Morgellons community anyway. And those two that work together to combat biofilm are the Magnificine and the Magnificale. Magnificine because it breaks down the protein parts of the biofilm. And Magnificale because it targets calcium in the soft tissues, which includes biofilm. So it breaks up the tertiary structure of biofilm so that the Magnificine can then break down the secondary structure. And now you've got the immune system having access to the pathogens that are in there and any other antimicrobials that you might be bringing to bear actually can work on the pathogens because you've disrupted the integrity of the biofilm. So that is part and parcel, it's a main function of our protocol is to combat biofilm in the body because we know that we're dealing with intransigent infections that are very adept at hiding and not being detected by our immune system. That's a long answer, but those are the two that are most important. There are others that contribute, but those are the two most important.
All right. So when we're off the air and I can't be laughed at to death, I'll give you a new jingle for Cal and Zine and apple cider vinegar. All right.
Okay.
Okay. See, you're laughing already. I didn't even give it to you yet. All right, but it's good. It's good. I don't want everybody laughing and hanging up. All right. So thanks, John. No, I think it's important because, biofilm is, in my opinion, a good sign if it's coming through because you're getting it out. And as we always say, better out than in. So, good. What else, John? I'll try not to interrupt.
Okay. So you guys are all pretty much familiar with Fitcoast 1C. It's our blood sugar support formulation that we've had for a number of years now, maybe 10 years. And I've mentioned to you guys before that we've got several doctors that have been using it in their practice and documenting lowering people's A1C. But they've also been documenting some other very interesting things. And Peter, you're going to find this fascinating. When I designed Fitcoast, I was really, really focused on insulin resistance as the underlying factor, underlying problem that contributing to metabolic syndrome and people having you know, blood sugar instability issues and inflammation and all that. What I failed to account for in this formulation that has been a pleasant surprise based on the feedback from the physicians is not only is the product really, really good at curbing insulin resistance, but it's also really, really good at curbing leptin resistance. And for people who don't understand leptin, the leptin is our satiety hormone. It's when you eat and you start to feel full, it's because your leptin hormone levels are increased, telling you that you're full. So it turns out not only is FitCoast an incredible clinical tool for people dealing with blood sugar issues, but it's also an incredible clinical tool for people who are obese because it raises leptin levels or leptin sensitivity levels in the body, which addresses a lot of important things like cravings, sugar cravings. It's just incredible when you consider the leptin angle in addition to all the other things that we knew the product did. I can't say I didn't expect it, but I didn't expect it to be as pronounced as it has been in the clinical results. I shouldn't have been surprised at all based on my own experience with the product because I developed FitCoast years ago because my own A1C had reached 9.6 and my weight had gotten up to 245 pounds. And I started researching berberine and all the different ways to enhance berberine for productivity in the body, which is how this product ended up coming into existence. And now, you know, fast forward all these years, and my A1C is 5.1, and my weight is down to 225. And it's not because my diet changed that dramatically. I've always had a pretty clean diet, but it's because changing my leptin levels with that product has made a tremendous difference. And even more than the weight is the, you know, inches coming off the waist and stuff like that. So this is kind of a little bit of an inspiration, if you will, where we really didn't anticipate the FitCoast being marketed as a weight loss product, but it is absolutely a healthy weight loss product. There's nothing in it that stimulates, you know, overstimulates the body like most weight loss products do. But it definitely, from a metabolism standpoint, enhances the efficiency of our energy systems and our sugar burning systems in the body, along with the hormonal changes that promote our body getting into optimal weight and our optimal weight range. It's absolutely crazy. I knew the fact that product was, you know, divinely inspired when it happened, but it just keeps getting better and better. Peter, are you muted?
He's here. Hold on. Let me unmute him. I'm in a different browser. And he was giving feedback for some reason. Maybe he had you on speaker. Hi, Pete. Come in, Pete.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, that's wonderful news, John, and it does not surprise me. Berberine is an incredible ingredient in that product as well. I've had good luck with it with some people here that I've worked with. The surprising aspect of it for me was how well it worked. I have a gentleman at church. His blood sugar went from 280 in the morning down to 100 and something within the first 5 days of using it. So that was pretty impressive for me. And then there was one other individual in the church that has also gotten her AC down, much like in your circumstance, from 7 down to 6.3, 6.4, something like that. So she's moved, and that's within a week, she's moving in the right direction. she's going to start testing her AC1 weekly now because of this. I don't know if that's overkill or not, but that's what she plans to do. So, yeah, getting good reports. I was just on the website. I was looking for the physician's letter. It's in my testimony somewhere, my Follow the Journeys, about the physician network that was reporting on a 20% decrease in A1C numbers in their resident populations as well, based upon studies they were doing. This was back in 2018 or 19 when you first introduced the product. So I may have that date a little wrong, but I was looking for that. I'm having trouble finding it. But, yeah, your physician's network there in Georgia, just to dodge your memory a little bit, did a study and reported a 20% decrease in A1C numbers as well. So pretty remarkable and pretty substantial support that it's an incredibly good for insulin resistance, no doubt about it.
Well, what I find amazing, okay, is that when you think about it, okay, John, when we go back to the early days as we slowly put together the first protocol, really piece by piece, if I remember correctly, and I think even before we started, you had me do like parasite cleanse. But anyway, how that, as we went along and it built to where it was when we were in the beginning, how that basic protocol over the years as it's been enhanced, okay, how many different things has it been able to help people restore their health from? I mean, and the good news from toxic disease sufferers, you find Peter's last update, and then before that, I think it was Donna's update, and then the original one came from Cheryl, and they all talk about 20 or 21 different things, all three of them, that this disease has helped people restore their health from. So the fact that some of the products that you make go beyond your initial thought, it doesn't surprise me. So congrats, brother.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me either because, you know, our all of our products are aimed at restoration of the bioterrain and trying to support all the organs and organ systems in the body and control inflammation and with an end result of maximizing our cellular energy output. Because when you do that, everything seems to work much, much better.
Well, Peter, it's interesting, you know. Peter, who I claim is like a salesman for you at times, it's because he has researched this in such depth. And then when he puts the things together and he comprehends the synergy, he starts talking over my head, of course. But I mean, you know, it's to me, it's just amazing. And of course, I believe it's because this is blessed by the Lord. So, amen.
Amen.
Well, all right. What else would you like to tell us, sir? We'll open up for questions in a minute.
The more knowledge people have of nutrition and physiology, the more they recognize the incredible value proposition that Logos comes to the market with. And Peter's one of those people. Because he, like you said, he goes deep on the study, and he understands not only how the products work, but why they work. And that's one of the
things. Right.
By the way, the doctor,
unlike yours truly, who was when he was dying, he didn't care why it was working. He was just so happy it was working.
Peter, the doctor you're referring to is down in Albany, Georgia, and he is a board-certified functional medicine doctor. He's actually going to start a speaking tour around the country in May, teaching other doctors about his protocols for turning around metabolic syndrome, obesity, dementia, Alzheimer's. He's got these incredible protocols that he's developed and mostly around our products, but some others that he's also incorporates. But he's going to be introducing FitCoast around the country to doctors all the place starting in May and talking about, you know, how incredible it as a clinical tool, how valuable it is.
Okay, well, what we don't want to do is there too much? Can you take too much? What's the prescribed for the protocol, sir?
Do what now?
Okay, hey, look, some people may now jump in, John, and want to do too much, right? Slow and steady. So what is the prescribed amount of Fitcos per day?
Oh, yeah, that's not a protocol. That's just that product. The product comes in a 90 count.
John, it's been in my protocol forever because anyone who likes sugar has to have it.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, what's the prescription there? What does it say on the bottle? Do I need to run and get it?
No, I was trying to tell you. It's a 90 count bottle, which tells you it's a 3 per day, you know, therapeutic dosage for people who are seriously, you know, dealing with A1C issues. So for people who are, you know, morbidly obese and dealing with serious A1C issues, I would say take 2 in the morning and 1 at night. But for people like me who are basically healthy but had, some insulin sensitivity issues developing, I've done 2 a day, 1 in the morning and 1 at night. And that has done incredibly, incredibly well, just taking 2 a day for me.
Okay, and what would be too much for those in a hurry? What would be too much for those in a hurry?
There is no additional benefit to taking more than 3 a day.
There we go.
That's already.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, John.
Of most everything I make, we put a product together. We focus on therapeutic dosages. So, right. More than that, in most cases, is no more benefit. It just costs you more.
Right. So, whatever's on the bottle is all you really need.
Yeah.
Because more is not better.
Sometimes it's not better. Yeah, it's worse. Sometimes it's worse.
Right. Okay. All right. Again, I'll try to keep quiet.
No, you're doing great.
No, I'm not.
So that's all my news that I have to share as far as new information and so forth. I figured we'd just open it up to questions and see what we can do to help some folks in the remainder of the time I've got. I've got a hard close at 1:00 Eastern. I've got a commitment I have to go do at 1:00.
So we'll handle questions from you, and then we'll see what Peter has to add once you have to leave on what's new on his front, and then we'll take questions from him. How does that sound?
Good, but please leave him on because I want him to be able to interact on the answers that we are.
Okay, well, I'm going to unmute him, but I think he needs to take his phone off his speaker because I think that's why we get that echo.
Okay.
All right. So, go ahead. Anyone who has a question for John, okay, please hit *5 on your phone until it says hand raised. See how that works. Can't tell me nobody has a question that knows how to do *5. All right, let's unmute anybody, everybody. Mute all on. All right, there we go. We got one. 760, okay. 760-330. Good morning. Is that Jen?
No, it's Paul and Diane.
Oh, that's what I said months earlier. Hi.
Okay, John, I got a question for you, and I know it's kind of a technical question, but and it's kind of a sensitive question with our protocol, but can you try to explain to me in layman's terms how the immune pulse works in the body?
He can because Peter took it. Are you there, John?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize I was muted. I'm sure Peter will have some thoughts about Immune Pulse because his experience with it, not only personally, but with other folks he's been trying to help. But Immune Pulse was conceived as another tool for folks who are needing to, you know, make serious dents into their infection loads that they're carrying in the body. And as y'all know, so many people that we are trying to help basically have been chewed up and spit out by Western medicine, and many people can't even find a doctor that'll take them seriously. So they can't even get access to pharmaceuticals that might be helpful in their situation. So I was just thinking about, you know, what could we do to put together a product that has a bit more potency, utilizing herbs that are designed for ongoing use, that are designed for short-term use, and that can still be used together, and that we can capitalize the synergy of them being used together. So what we did was we set out to put together a product using some herbs that are not designed for long-term use in a product that is actually designed for pulsating by design. So we've actually put on the product, you know, don't take this every day. Take it 5 days and then take the weekends off. Take it 3 weeks, take a week off, and then cycle back through again. And so the one bottle, that is a very unique product in our line in that the one bottle is not a month supply. It's actually a 3 month program. And there's enough pills in one bottle that will hopefully kind of go deeper than what is some of the herbs that are milder and designed for more consistent use. To break up biofilm even more, and it ended up it's kind of being used by mill as kind of a graduation step when folks get to where they no longer have any symptoms and they've got their life back and their productivity. He'll recommend they go through a round of immunotabs just to kind of see where they really are, because often you'll take a step back when you introduce immune pulse.
Right.
Because of how much more potent some of those herbs are and the fact that they do go deeper and access, you know, populations that may not have been accessed before.
Okay. As a layman who never took it, who was better when you designed it, and you kind of laugh. I always thought you designed it for Peter. Honest, I did. Okay, and I think maybe I was a little jealous because there's nothing named Mel in the protocol, but Immune Pulse has Peter's name all over it. Poor Peter, he had so many things wrong, and he's so meticulous about perfection, unfortunately, okay, that he just needed something better, stronger. I call it the chemotherapy of this protocol. And I never recommend anybody try it until they really think they're all better, because sometimes it might frighten those. Now, Peter is a warrior. Nothing really frightened him because he had so many things wrong, like did I. But he's going to talk about it now because I'm going to unmute him and he can tell you. It's no fun, and you really need to be at the end or it could frighten you. Peter, come in, buddy.
Yeah, the fascinating aspect of Immune Pulse, as I see it, is it captures the whole idea of pulsing things in and out with a bit of time in between to allow the body to eliminate and to renew and get back into a regenerative state. Then you come at it again as you pulse in the second cycle and the third cycle over time. So I think that's one of the most valuable aspects of Immune Pulse for me, was the idea of the way the dosing schedule was set up and how it was pulsed. That said, it has an herbal complex in it. Correct me if I'm wrong, John, but it has a the herbal complex that includes the ingredients for Essiac tea, if I recall correctly. Which would be rhubarb, I think rhubarb root and burdock powder, sheep sorrel, which is good for digestion, and slippery elm, I think. So it also, it includes some incredibly contemporary micronutrients that we're seeing now, polyphenols, whatever you want to call them, plant sterols, that were ahead of their time. It included quercetin, which has really been come to the forefront as a means to mitigate for viral infections like COVID, and also, I believe, has benefits for heart and muscular health as well. Yeah, lycopene, Mel, you eat a lot of cooked tomatoes, which releases a sterol called lycopene, which is incredibly good for the eyes and a very very strong antioxidant to reduce free radicals from the body. It has Panax ginseng in it, which is a form of ginseng that's really good for circulation, for oxidizing, for increasing the potential to respirate at the cellular level. It has cat's claw, which back in the day of Don Mao and some of the other, Dr. Bill Rawls, some of the other folks that were curing Lyme using strictly herbs, cat's claw was really something that we drank back in the day. Mel, I don't know if you remember, we advocated for drinking cat's claw tea, and so that's right in there. What else? Good. It has green tree in it as well, turmeric, which of course cures curcumin, which is an incredibly powerful antimicrobial and antiparasitic, I believe. Goodness, what am I forgetting? John, olive leaf extract, I think, is in there. So, and then it also includes, very interestingly, it includes selenium. John puts selenium in there with vitamin C and vitamin E. And selenium, as we know from Robert Scott Bell, is critical to immune health and a strong immune system and nutrient absorption and things along those lines. So Immune Pulse is powerful in so many ways across so many fronts. All of those particular plant sterols are real good for busting biofilms. They're real good for limiting the growth of cancer cells, I believe, and just a whole host, a whole myriad of other, you know, support that ingredient profile, the synergy in it provides across all of our body systems and our organ systems. And that's what makes it so powerful, and that's why, you know, we need to keep that in reserve for those people that are struggling to get completely clear of symptoms. It really did that for me. So that's what I would have to say about that, John.
Cat's claw also has for DNA repair, Peter, which is, you know, potentially very, very important these days.
Absolutely, yeah. It's an incredible product, folks. It took me 3 cycles, Mel. I think you recall over a year and a half, 3 bottles over a year and a half.
I went slow with it. I do recall. And I do know that if you weren't really the warrior that you are, it would have been much more difficult for you. And that's why I issue the warning to not try this unless you really think you're almost all better. Because the reaction, if you're not, could be overwhelming for those who are not as strong as you are.
Yes, and with that said, I do believe that for those that are 90%, if you want to put a percentile to it, or very close to reaching the finish line, getting completely clear of symptoms, I think it can be a very valuable tool for that cohort of folks that are just can't seem to get clear of it completely. That's what did it for me in no small way. There may be a bit of a Herxheimer reaction price to pay for it, but remember, the Herxheimer tells you you are eliminating toxins and ectoparasites and things from the body. And as you've always taught, better out than in is the guiding principle we want. So it does have a useful purpose, but I do believe that we have to follow the dosing schedule and pulse it correctly. It pays to understand what that ingredient profile contains and what those particular plant sterols and macronutrients do, because that when you understand something, it releases the healing potential through just that understanding at a cellular level as well. But I wouldn't want you to sway people away from using it. I think it can be an incredible tool for deeper biofilms within the gut and within certain, ligaments, structures within the knees and shoulders and things. So I advocate for it for those people that cannot get all the way home. Or if you think you're all the way there, a cycle once or twice a year can only help, in my humble opinion, keep you strong.
All right. Do we have any other questions at this time? You don't have to know how to hit *5. All you need to do is talk. I unmuted you all.
That
hold on, John. Hold on. Go ahead. Let's try it now.
Okay. I really don't want to allow the impression to be put out there that this is a product people need to be scared of. It is not chemotherapy. It's just strong, potent herbs that are not designed for ongoing use, which is why it's automatically put into a pulsing regimen. The worst case scenario with taking the product is that it throws you into a Herxheimer reaction, which means you stop and give the body a couple of days to catch up and then start back again. So it's not like something to be scared of. I just want to make sure that we don't leave that impression, because it's definitely not a product to be afraid of. Like, it's not what's going to give you side effects like chemo does. It's a whole different thing. It's not about making your body toxic. But it does have some powerful herbs in it that will lower the infection load. And when you have a die-off in the body like that, oftentimes that triggers a Herxheimer response because your detox systems get overwhelmed. But, I mean, it's a very safe product. It's just a powerful one.
Well, I'm not trying to insinuate that it's not safe. I'm just knowing that dealing with these people on a daily basis, all of them, for 15 years, they're all in a hurry. And I don't want anyone who's like halfway to the finish line to jump into this thing and scare themselves so much that they quit. That's my thinking.
Yeah, that's solid.
So, I mean, I never took it, so I'm not afraid of it. But Peter might be braver than I am. I don't know. But, hey, I'm not trying to talk anybody out of this. I'm just trying to say, hey, discuss it with us. Let us know where you're at. Let us know where we feel, me, Peter, John, Robert, where you're at. So you don't rush into it because you're trying to get out of here quicker. That will not work. Never has. All right. Any other questions before we let John go to his meeting?
To her satisfaction, did we answer the question she actually had about?
Yeah, John, that was great.
Okay, good.
Well, no, I think we did. If we didn't, we'd probably hear from the other half. Oh, we got a question. Okay, hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Mel. Hi, Mel.
Hi.
Hi, Peter and John.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm really glad, John, that you're doing so much better since your surgery, that you're healing very well. And I just also want to thank you very much for those weekly sales. I think they're fantastic. And for all of the discounts that you give for the toxic disease community, for your time that you give coming to these calls. So I don't really have a question. Well, I do kind of have a question. Now, for somebody who has maybe like a viral syndrome where they get chronic viruses, what would you recommend different or to be added to the protocol for that?
Well, I'd say my favorite antiviral that we offer is Monolaurin, but I don't really usually recommend that as a preventive. I usually recommend it as a treatment option for people dealing with some kind of viral outbreak. But Monolaurin is such a potent antiviral. The other one would be Immunotabs, which is our seasonal cold and flu product. It has a number of antiviral herbs in it, and along with the vitamin antihistamine. Those two in particular are excellent for viral issues.
Now, what would be your recommended dosage for the Monolaurin? If you had an active virus, would it be like maybe chew twice a day, or what would it be?
Yeah, twice a day, I'd say four times a day, so that you always have a comfortable level in your system.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's some interference, Meryl. I can't understand what John's saying. He's cutting in and out because there's some interference.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that any better?
Yes, that's much better. Thank you.
I was saying, rather than two twice a day, I would recommend one four times a day, so that you have a more of a constant level of monolaurin in your system.
Okay. And what about the immunotabs? Would that be just the what's on recommended on the bottle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All righty. I think we have Catherine on the line with the question. Let me unmute her, and let's see what she's got to say. Come on in, Catherine. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Glad you're doing better.
Thank you. I just had
a quick question on the optical vitamin that you have. I was wondering why you don't have zeaxanthin in it.
Why we don't have what in it?
Zeaxanthin.
Well, we didn't put that nutrient in it, but it is loaded with all kinds of nutrients that are very important for eyesight and eye health. But it doesn't have zeaxanthin in it. It's just an extremely expensive. It would have probably doubled the price of the product to add that. At least if I was going to add it in a therapeutic dosage. And I just didn't think that doing that would, I thought that it would put the price range of the product out of reach for most people.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, dear. God bless you.
I think I have the children muted. All right. Thanks, Catherine.
I have a question. Hello?
Who's that?
I have a question.
Okay, hold on one second.
Hi.
All right, we'll get to you in a minute. I want to bring Catherine back in. Catherine, you and I talked this past week about something else. And I thought since John and Peter were both here, this might be a good time to bring that up and see if they can make any recommendations that might be helpful. So please, can you ask them if they would go ahead and respond to that question that you asked me a couple of times this past week?
Yes, I've had a problem recently with a lot of tremors. And seems like nothing helps to stop it, especially of the hands.
Well, the tremors can be caused by a number of different things, obviously. Usually when we think tremors, we think about B vitamin deficiencies and things like that. But it just depends on, the overall clinical picture that you're looking at with people as to what to assess, which symptoms go with what, and that's a huge challenge with Morgellons folks, because they're usually doing a lot of things to try to cope with what they're taking or what they're dealing with, and some things have side effects themselves, and even some natural products can have side effects. Not nearly as often as pharmaceuticals do, but sometimes they can. The first thing I would think of, nutrient-wise, is B12. If someone was B12 deficient, I'd want to know if they were B12 deficient or not.
I take B12.
You do? Okay. Well, if you want to set up a time we can talk more in depth, I may be able to dig a little deeper in what's going on, where we can get a little clearer picture.
I'll try to set it up for Wednesday afternoon, if that's agreeable.
That'll work for me.
Catherine?
That's good for me.
All right, we'll set this up for, 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central, and 1 o'clock Pacific. Does that work?
Yes, that works.
All right, we'll all meet here and there, and I'll send us all an email to remind us. All right, now let's see if Peter has anything to add. Peter, you got anything to add? Yeah, your hand went up.
Yeah, I would like to add for first of all, for Cheryl, a really powerful antiviral is, and we've spoke about it here before. I've seen study after study on what it does for cold sores and oral herpes. Is something called L. I hope Cheryl's still here. I'll spell it L. Lysine, L-Y-S-I-N-E, L-Lysine, and then it's mono, M-O-N-O, hydro, H-Y-D-R-O, chloride, monohydrochloride. It's a powder. You can get the company that I use that I feel is a good company is called Prescribed for Life. And if you combine the L-Lysine monohydrochloride in a powder form with a little bit of water, when you take your monolorum, the synergy between those two is a powerful tool for any viral infections. And then, of course, if you add in vitamin C and maybe pay attention to the fact that John's Vitamin C has quercetin. A little additional quercetin, if it's available to you, might also act as an ionophore, which would deliver those particular antivirals into the cell where viruses procreate, I guess would be the right word, although they're not really live. So that's important. And then for Catherine, I would agree with John, Catherine. I've seen studies that show that a lot of tremors in the hands are caused by vitamin B6 and vitamin B12 deficiencies. And traditionally, if we go back a decade or so, the research that I did clearly showed that from testing that was being done through Charles Holman Foundation on blood work of people that had Morgellons, where they were looking at samples and testing their blood in specific cohorts or groups of people, they showed time and time again that vitamin B12 and vitamin B6, and also in some cases thiamine, which is vitamin B1, were extremely deficient in people with Morgellons. So I would stay on the B12, look to maybe a good brand of maybe fermented B vitamins to supplement what you're getting in the protocol, and that might help with that. The other thing I would suggest you do is check your A1C for insulin resistance, because if your blood sugar's going out of whack during times of the day, that can cause tremors in your hands as well. And lastly, inflammation in, the cranial nerves that come part of the gut-brain axis. If they get inflamed, you can see tremors displaying because of that as well. So just a little bit of insights for you on how to where to take your discovery and discuss these things with your PCP. I would get your A1C checked right away, sister. Okay? Hope that helps, Mel.
Well, you know what I saw while you were talking, right?
What's that?
I saw two posts developing.
Ah, okay.
Those who will read it and comprehend it even better because they saw it.
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
I have posted on it in the past. I'd be happy to.
Okay, well, those two things will not only benefit these ladies, but many ladies in the future.
Yeah, and there's a wonderful link I can send her on tremors and all kinds of issues they create in the body that that we can look at from a wider perspective. I'll send her the link. I'll put the link up for your subscribers as well.
Good. Very, very good. All right. We have Cheryl with another question. Come in, Cheryl.
Yes, I just want to thank Peter. Thank you very much for that help, Peter. And I would definitely look up Prescribed for Life. I'll look that company up and the powder up. I just wanted to say thanks.
Yeah, and you only need it for additional support when you're experiencing what you feel to be a specific viral threat. Like if you get a cold sore coming on or think you might have run into COVID, it'll definitely help shorten the infectious window of which you're dealing with viral overloads. Okay? Glad you're here, Cheryl. It's so good to hear your voice, sister. We haven't talked in a year of Sundays probably, but I'm glad you're here and thriving, and so good to hear your voice, sweetheart.
Thank you, Peter, and you're welcome to call me Peter whenever you want to. And okay. Also, I just wanted to say that I have a chronic shingles virus that's over 2,000 that does not ever go away. It's always active. I've had that it's been over 1,000 for 4 years. So I've tried everything, including the monolaurin, and I haven't been able to get it to even go down. But I will try taking the monolaurin 4 times a day. I haven't tried that. And I'll look into this, Peter. So thank you.
If you combine the two, I guarantee you you'll get results. I guarantee I've not seen it not demonstrate results when added into with the monolaurin. And then you can, you know, add in foods like pineapples that have bromelain and stuff, which will help you assimilate it again. You could throw in a little quercetin with additional vitamin C as well, and it'll deliver it intracellularly. That package for specific viral overloads like COVID and like shingles, I've found in people I've come alongside to be very effective. Very effective and could get you through, you know, could get you through having to deal with this on a regular basis at the very least.
All right, everybody, hold on. We got to stop here for 1 second. John must leave, so I want everybody on the count of three to say thank you, John. A one, a two, a three. Thank you, John.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you all. God bless y'all. I love you. Mel, there is one other thing I forgot to mention earlier about the website.
Yes.
Everybody here knows we have the subscription program, the subscribe and save program, which, you know, some people find easy to work. Other people have found a little more difficult to work. But we, along with the changes we've made to the website, when in any product page you go on, there's a thing that you can click on, subscribe and save. And there's a little thing in there that says learn more. And if you click on the learn more link, it will take you to a tutorial page that teaches you how to use the subscription program. Very helpful information. I want to make sure that you guys knew about it. Because it's, you know, it's something new that we've added that's helpful.
All right. Once again, thank you, John. It's been a long time, buddy. It's always been a good time.
Amen. God bless you all. I love you very much, Mel, Peter, and everyone else here. Wish y'all a wonderful rest of the weekend.
All right. Thank you, Brother John.
Thank you.
I think we were with Cheryl and Peter. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm through, Mel. But I appreciate Peter's help. I said I'm finished, but I appreciate Peter's help, his input. Thank you very much, Peter, and John as well.
All righty. So do we have any more questions for Peter? A plethora of information.
Actually, I just had a question.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead, Yolanda.
Oh, yeah, I have a question. I have a friend who has vitiligo. Do you know what that is?
I didn't even understand what you said, so slow and steady.
I have a friend who has this autoimmune disease called vitiligo.
Oh, vitiligo.
Yeah, did
vitiligo.
You ever hear of it?
Yes, I have. No, vitiligo, Mel, is it's a disease, an autoimmune disorder where the pigment, melanin, the skin pigment that gives our skin color, gets downregulated and doesn't reach all the parts of the skin. So you get a whiting on the skin that looks like, it would look like a Dalmatian type of look to the skin. You get white and darkness together. It's called vitiligo. It is an autoimmune disorder. This protocol over time will address that. you know, there's a whole lot that you can do in that regard. So, yeah, if you want to talk to me about it, Mel, at another time, that there's a lot to talk about in that arena. But basically, vitamin D is important. Yeah. What is your name, ma'am?
It's Joetta.
Hi, Joetta. Welcome. Glad you're here. Yeah, I would be getting as much sun as possible for vitamin D for the health of the melanin in the skin, the UV rays. And I would be spraying your skin occasionally with Mel's ingredients where he or his, not his ingredients, but his strategy where you use MMS and then Clean Green. And then I would also add for your skin, Mel used to do in the mornings, he used to pour isopropyl alcohol on his head, but I think witch hazel is very good for the skin with increasing melanin, so that might help with vitiligo as well. But mostly an autoimmune disorder that has to be treated from within through changing the terrain, okay? Got to quiet the immune system,
right.
Okay? So with take your immune, discovery in the way to quiet. No, I'm sorry, Joetta.
Would that immune pulse make it worse?
Well, that's a very compelling question. I think that would be based upon the amount of time you've had on Mel's protocol. How long have you been on Mel's protocol?
About a year.
Okay, so I would defer to Mel on that one since you've probably come alongside him. He probably knows your history and what you've been dealing with much better than I would. But so I would defer to him on that, but I would stay on the protocol. And again, I would look to getting as much, maybe a little additional vitamin D, Logos has that, and as much sunshine as you can. Hydrate half your body weight in water, or if it's for a friend, half her body weight in water every day is critical. And then just generally eating whole foods, cruciferous vegetables, all the dietary considerations that are going to strengthen your immune response and work at the mitochondrial, which is the energy factors in the cells at a cellular level. That's really how we control autoimmune issues, is we bring the mitochondrial back in. So enzyme CQ10 would be another aspect of what I would make sure that you're including in, and it is in Mel's protocol, so but you want to make sure you're taking that as well. Okay? Hope that helps. It's a big challenge, but you can improve it through some of these strategies.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Joetta. I hope you remain here, sister, and you know, put your questions in the forum, and I'll be happy if you have a question to address it. Mel is well-schooled in the individual aspects of what we experience, so between the two of us, we should be able to get you to a better place.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sister.
All right. Anybody else with a question?
I have a question, Mel.
Okay, that sounds like Linda.
It is. Hi, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Linda.
Good morning. You talked some time back about, you didn't talk much about it, though. It was on one of our calls about the white fibers, the white things that we see. You said they were like fiber parasites. Is there a way to, like, kill those things or get them out of, how do you deal with that? Is there a way to deal with that specifically?
Well, are you talking about the white worm-like things that will corkscrew up out of the skin?
No, it's like in the environment. It's like a white...
in your environment. Okay, yeah, I understand. Well, thankfully I don't have those anymore because of the work I've done, Mel will teach, has taught in the past, that when you clean the body up, the body's shedding so much that we don't see that loads in our environment. So a lot of that your body is pushing out, and as your body detoxes and reduces the infection load and all the organ systems come back online, you stop shedding, it's called. A lot of that material in your environment will just naturally clean up on its own. That's just the way it works. But if you do have issues, I would suggest that you do two things or take your discovery into two arenas. Number one would be a medical grade air purifier, which I think especially
that
here
one.
In a, and she does.
She's
okay.
Got one. She's only okay. Here about 8 months, so she's in a place right now where that's real normal.
Okay.
And again, it only gets better when you're better because you're going to keep throwing things out into the air that's going to come out off, out, in the skin, and it's part of it. So, hey, the fact that it's coming out, and hey, that's a great thing. You just have to embrace that, not the fact that it's messing with your mind. Of course it's messing with your mind. They don't want you to do what you're doing to kill it.
Right. Yeah. There's one. There's the other half, Joetta, is diffusing oils like lavender oil, peppermint oil, eucalyptus oil, which is one of Mel's favorites, I think. If you diffuse those, the ideal humidity in, let's say, an apartment setting, if you're in an apartment, is between 50 and 65% humidity. So you don't want your environment to get too dry, and you don't want it to get too moist as well. You want that range. So, you know, using a diffuser with some different variety of oils will kind of act as a natural way to clear the air. Plants will do it as well. One of the things Mel and I have discussed over the years has been the powerful role that plants can play in cleaning things out of the air, fungal, mycoplasma, particulates in the air. Plants will actually attract them in and eradicate them from your environment. Spider plant is real good for that, and there's a whole category of other plants. I posted about that once as well, but Mel could probably bring you up to speed on some of these therapeutic plants for natural properties to clean air for those people that can't afford an air purifier.
Yeah, so. I'm already doing those things. I got a air purifier, and I use constantly, daily, really, the oils. So I
good.
Am doing those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
So you got to stay the course, sister, and let your internal terrain continue to restore and renew, and the shedding will diminish over time. And, of course, remember, we always have to make you guys aware, Mel and I, that when we're in the post-COVID environment, so the challenges from the virome and on that side of microbial activity and overloads in all of us is growing daily because of people that were vaccinated and are shedding spike proteins and, again, challenging those of us that did not, and adding an increased load against our immune response as well. So tough times you're walking in, but you've got to stay diligent to diet, managing stress, sleep, exercise, that old equation that our ancestors that's vitally. And at 8 months, you've got probably a good year ahead of you to expect before your detox is complete, Joette, because of this toxic world we're walking in. I'm sorry to give you that news, but that's the truth.
Yeah.
No, that's about right on the pace that she's going. She's so far ahead of most people at this point in time, based on everything she's gone through, Peter. I mean, the history, you'd already put her in the warrior class as she came across the country on Amtrak, buddy.
Amen.
I wish I hadn't. I guess we did.
Okay, well, you're not recommending it. Okay, no problem. Mm-hmm. All right, anybody else? Pete, you want to say anything in conclusion?
Well, you know, I wanted to share something that I thought was interesting. Let me find it here real quick. I did a body of study again on foods, so let me see if I can find it real quick here. I'm having trouble finding it now. I had it. Oh, here it is. Okay.
You got it.
I looked at a recent USDA inspection of hamburger meat.
Whoa.
And I looked at this study looked at 563 sources nationwide. And this is quite alarming in why we must eat grass-fed organic beef or buffalo, preferably. Bite the bullet on the cost, folks, but this should lean you in that direction. So 563 sources nationwide discovered Clostridium perfringens in 53% of the batches, Staphylococcus in 30%, and Listeria monocytogenes, which is a nasty intestinal infection, in 12%. So, again, grass-fed and free-range are safer choices. And a little tip for you guys, if you add fresh oregano to your burgers and your meatloaf, researchers, as part of that study at Kansas State University, mixed a variety of common household spices into ground beef to test their antimicrobial properties. Oregano leaf tested as one of the best for wiping out E. coli almost consistently. So, a tablespoon per pound of meat is going to be very useful to clearing out some of these insidious infections. And then you must eat organic beef, folks. So there, I just wanted to bring that. And the other thing I would want to remind, the other physiological side that I want to bring to your listeners this morning is, so many times the doctors, in their innocence and their naivety, prescribe things that are just so wrong. One example is cholesterol. Numbers of 275 and 280 were normal 75 years ago. Now they're considered high and you want it down low. Cholesterol is a growth hormone, folks. The body does not renew and restore without it. So it almost makes one, not to be on the conspiratorial focus, but it also makes one wonder if there's a deeper agenda to why the allopathic medical community would want you to restrict cholesterol. It makes no sense. And so I don't even worry about cholesterol numbers. And I don't see any affiliation to high cholesterol with heart attacks. That said, a doctor will prescribe you for water retention. He will put you on a salt-restricted diet. Well, without enough salt, adrenaline in the body, our energy hormone, will switch to something called aldosterone, which is another hormone that encourages the kidneys to excrete potassium, eliminate potassium into the urine, and retain sodium, which is salt, thereby retaining water. So they've got it almost reversed. The best way to improve swelling and to improve digestion is necessary chloride. Sodium chloride is the chemical expression for salt. Chloride is part of hydrochloric acid that we desperately need, and we get chloride from salt. So I would not use traditional ionized salt I would get, you know, a good sea salt, organic sea salt or Himalayan red salt. But salt your foods, folks. They are going to help you with electrolyte management of things like potassium, where when we get deficiencies, we'll see all kinds of issues, inflammation-related issues in the body. So that's my two tips for you guys, you know. And remember, I suggest that, you know, you take a close look at free-range chickens as well. Free-range chickens are not often free-range, so you need pasture-raised and organic, and it makes a world of difference. You'll see the yolks will be more orange-colored than yellow. That means you've got a healthy, nutrient-dense, toxic-free yolk, which is where much of the nutrient support lies in eggs. Eggs are nature's natural multivitamin, so I suggest that you eat them regularly and do not worry about the cholesterol component. It's nonsense. They've got it wrong, and I prove it out myself. I eat 9 to 12 eggs a week, and I salt every meal I have heavily with Mediterranean sea salt. And I thrive because of it in terms of inflammation. So I just wanted to share those two important food tips with your group, Mel, this morning.
No, I think, you know, these things are very, very important. But all you keep doing, in my mind, is making more posts. Now we're up to 4 posts, and I'd like to see them before next Wednesday, please.
Yeah, I'll have to. The problem is I don't often share with you, I'm still dedicating much of my time to staying in the game in terms of research like this, so that we can avoid problems before they arrive. And, you know, I've come alongside you in a greater extent. It's such a blessing to work with you, brother, and to accomplish the things we are. But I don't always make you mindful. I'm still doing other research as well that takes some time out of my schedule. So,
it's all right. I'm giving you plenty of time. But, I mean, this is all good information, okay? And this is not just for the ones that are here today. This is for all of those who come afterwards as well. So.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and move on because we got more questions, Pete.
Okay.
All right. Back to Catherine from the desert. No, wait, Catherine, hold on. Back to Cheryl. Do the first. Then it's Cheryl.
Oh, I don't have any further questions, but it's very interesting. All the information, really great information. So thank you, Peter and Mel. You as well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, buddy. All right, Catherine, come in. Catherine of the desert.
Yes, Peter, why did you suggest to sprinkle on your meat, beef, to prevent any bacteria?
Well, you want to get grass-fed organic. Some will be grass-fed, but not organic. That means they will fatten. What they'll do is they'll fatten cattle. Catherine, at the last 90 days to fatten them up before butchering, and that's when they add in all the harmful grains. So unfortunately, those grains are going right into the livestock system before they're butchered and gone to market for us to eat. So, you know, we want to do everything in our power to reduce that potential, and so it has to be grass-fed and organic together. pasture raised and organic together, and they're breaking them down in the meat sections in those three categories.
But you need something to sprinkle on the beef.
Oh, oregano. A teaspoon of oregano in it will kill E. coli.
Oh, oregano. Okay. Thank you, Peter.
Yes. And it's already in. It's in the immuno tabs, which is why John said it's a good thing for immune building. And astragalus is in that product. I spoke on this last week, Mel, or sometime back about the antiviral properties. Astragalus is for sure is another antiviral, and you can get a tincture of it on its own. The beauty of astragalus, John posted on this, is you don't have to worry about long-term use of it, and it's a very powerful antiviral to combine with the other strategies we've talked about.
You made a post on it, Brock. You made a post. Let me keep going because the questions keep coming. All right, I believe that's Mr. and Mrs. What's-her-name, Diane and Paul, are resident spies. Come in.
Yes. Hi, Peter. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi, Peter. Talking about the buffalo beef, so if you buy buffalo, is that already organic and more or less bacteria-free?
Well, yeah, interesting thing about buffaloes. I can't prove it because I haven't been around buffaloes, but my research tells me that buffaloes will not eat grains. They clearly will not eat them. So aside from alfalfa and other grasses, that's what they've been trained over, you know, the whole ancestry of buffalo as far back as it goes, and they won't eat grains. So you're pretty safe with buffalo meat. The problem with buffalo meat is the cost. It's gone from about $6.99 a year ago up to almost $11 for a pound now. But again, you know, what goes the money if you don't have your health? It is the cleanest meat, hamburger-type meat that you can get for meatloafs and burgers and things, in my own opinion. It actually has a better consistency. It's not as... It just has a smoother, easily digestible consistency in the mouth and a wonderful flavor that's not gamey in any way. So that's, again, it's the financial aspect of it.
And I have, just FYI, I have found it at Walmart for like $9 a pound. It's like $8.95 a pound at Walmart, but I'm just hoping that the Walmart brand is really buffalo meat.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Hey, Mel, very, very important consideration. Mel would agree with me, I'm sure. I am not one in favor of buying organic lines in huge retail outlets like Sam's or Walmart or Costco. I believe that because of a study that was done by Mike Adams, the health ranger. He does a lot of contracting work on foods to evaluate the consistency of what the labeling indicates on the foods. And he discovered that with Whole Foods about 8 years ago, he looked at 100 of the Whole Foods organic items in their store, and 83 or 84 of them turned out to have glyphosate, which clearly proves they're not organic. That's the dividing criteria between organic and non-organic, is the use of synthetic pesticides and herbicides, at the head of which is glyphosate. Does terrible things to the body, terrible things. It's poison, folks. So, yeah.
What have you found about Trader Joe's?
I don't have any personal buying experience there, but I have several people that do. I think they're cost effective. They're probably the best, have the best pricing structure for organic materials, and I haven't seen anything that would give me cause to ward off people from shopping there. I just don't have one in my vicinity.
Okay, not to make everybody feel bad, but I'm moving to a home where the buffalo roam, and my friends, they smoke it in the house. So I'll all let you know what I think about buffalo within a month, I promise. So I'm really happy to hear that. I mean, they've got a smoker out there, and they're asking me, will I eat this smoke, will I eat that smoke? And I'm thinking, you know, I really have not been around much smoking of meats except, you know, maybe when I was much younger. So I'm looking forward, and they keep telling me buffalo is the best hamburger on earth.
I love it. There's nothing short of just really watery.
There are herds in buffalo where I'm going in Colorado.
You may even be able to, they may even permit you to take a buffalo in hunting. In which case, you could put enough meat in your freezer to last you for well over a year if you could take down one buffalo.
I'm not going to hunt anything. I had my hunting days during the Vietnam War. That's all over to me. No more guns, no more nothing like that. Okay, but I mean, I get it, okay? And I think they hunt, okay? Because they're always talking about deer, moose, antelope, bear, buffalo. They say there's a very short 3-week time a year that you can hunt buffalo. And they do. That's how they keep telling me buffalo is the best hamburger ever. So, I mean, you know, I think I made a smart choice going where I'm headed. And today, at this time, next 2 weeks from today, guys, at this time, I'll be in the air leaving Houston, heading to Colorado. Kind of exciting. I'm more excited now than I am nervous. So, that being said, I am going to get a buffalo hamburger for sure before 2 weeks from Sunday. I'll tell you that much.
Congratulations, brother. Happy to hear that.
No. Hey, as soon as I hit the lottery, buddy, you'll be there. I'll let you go hunt the meat.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? If there's any, you got to get them out now because we're just about done for today. Pete, it's been great to have you back for, I guess, it's got to be 6-7 months now. You bring so much information to the group that it's a blessing. Oh, boy. I got to mute. We got more questions. Hang on a second. Can't get this call to end, but that's all right. All right, so that's, okay, that's Cheryl again, I think.
Yes.
Okay. You're 287, right, Cheryl?
Yes, 3687.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I was wondering about sprouts, if Peter had heard anything about sprouts with their meat.
I got to unmute him. Hold on. Go ahead, Pete. Sprouts, meat.
Yeah, Sprouts is where I do most of my shopping. Unfortunately, they're at the high end of cost, retail-wise. But I have a particular fondness for Sprouts, Cheryl. I think that they carry limited lines, which means they're not just overwhelmed with different products. They pay attention. They have the three aisles in the store I shop at would just have nutraceuticals. Vitamins and such, wonderful bathing and hygiene products for the skin and things. So it's a store that I don't necessarily advocate for, but I certainly can't come against in any way. That's where I shop.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you again, Cheryl. God bless you, sister.
Thank you.
So now, is that you, Dale?
It's Dale. Hey, Mel.
Hey,
Peter.
Hey, what's going on, Dale? How are you? How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. I've got COVID again right now, so it was interesting that you were, you know, speaking a little bit about things that you can take for that, like the quercetin and.
Let me interrupt you. I know I do this all the time, but this is important, okay? And Peter can really come in on this. You know, Peter, when I first got sick and stuff, all the time I got the fever blisters, you know, the cold sores.
Yes.
And then when I got well, they kind of went away. And when I first heard about Monolaurin, I waited a while till other people used it. And when I saw how it worked on certain things, okay, including shingles. So we may have to overdose her and add that other product you were talking about. But I've been taking Monolaurin every day for years. I never get sick, really. I really don't. And, I mean, I had COVID and beat it in, I don't know, 4 days, and 13 days I was all better. But, I mean, I don't know. Can you hurt yourself by taking it every day? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the most significant considerations, in my humble opinion, Dale, for COVID is to realize that it's a retrovirus, very similar to the common cold. So vitamin C is a powerful tool for COVID. So I would be taking no less than 5,000 milligrams of John's vitamin C per day, and then quercetin is acting much in the same way that hydrochloroquine, which was the drug they were advocating for during the height of the COVID crisis. Hydroxychloroquine is what's called an ionophoredale. It is a delivery agent that delivers nutrients across the cell membrane, the lipid fat aspect of our cell membrane, into the inside of the cell. It's called a trans fatty lipid rafter, so to speak. So it's like taking a raft across the cell in. So if you make sure that you're taking that combination of the L-lysine monohydrochloride with the monolaurin, and then up your vitamin C intake to about 5,000 milligrams a day with 500 milligrams of every time you take it of additional quercetin. John's got some quercetin in there, but you don't have to worry about taking too much. That will deliver the vitamin C in and all the other aspects of the antiviral package that we've described can only help you in tremendous ways. I was curious if you had any experience with the L-lysine monohydrochloride, if that had helped at all or anything that you could share in that regard, because I think we put you onto it sometime back, if I recall correctly.
Right. I already had some, but mine is called L-lysine hydrochloride. I don't know if that sounds like that's different from what. And I was just going to take this up before I, you know, tried to find exactly what you were.
Yeah. Again,
but
you
yeah, I am taking the lysine and the monolaurin and that quercetin along with the selenium, because I remember Robert Scott Bell talking about that.
Yeah, that can only help. So the immunotabs would help you as well with the astragalus that's in there, which is a strong antiviral as well. I put a post up about it just a couple weeks back. And John
right,
responded.
It's on page one, everybody, on page one.
Mm-hmm.
And then John I just wanted to comment also about how you were talking about water and the sea salt and stuff like that. I've got mm-hmm. a book recently called You're Not Thirsty, or You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. Water for Health, for Healing, for Life. And it's written by a doctor. He actually talks about adding just a tiny bit of Himalayan sea salt to your water, to distilled water, because like you said, you know, it has, in the book, it talks about how it has 80 minerals that are really good for us, and it just
Absolutely.
Helps drive that moisture into the water into the cells and stuff. So anyway,
it helps you keep it. Yes, that's a wonderful thing for you to share, Dale. Yeah, you can just salt your foods or add it to your water. I add Mediterranean sea salt to my morning ritual. I have a little bit more freedom since I'm symptom free as to how I dose. And so, and just things I've learned over the years, my morning ritual includes hydrating as soon as my feet hit the floor. And I add salt, a little bit of Mediterranean sea salt to my water, and lemon juice to it. And then, you know, I follow, I would suggest you follow Mel's dosing schedule still. But I also, the suggested use for the liver, Mel, is one in the morning with a glass of water and one in the evening. So I take one in the morning to jumpstart my liver. And that may be a little bit different from your dosing schedule, Mel, but I do those three together, Dale, the water with the salt, the lemon, and my liver support first thing in the morning. It revs up the liver and gets your hydration set for them, your pH set for the day. Very good.
That's what you had to do when I had COVID, right?
Yes, I did put you on that. I did. Uh-huh. That's correct.
See, I got a good memory, huh?
Yeah, that's not bad. Better than mine these days. Good for you. I have no problem with long-term memory, short-term memory. Remember what I did yesterday is the problem.
No, you keep doing the research, and I'll keep remembering stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, before we end today, brother, you did a show on Bragg apple cider vinegar, or not Bragg, but just apple cider vinegar last week. I wanted to share just a couple really interesting historical perspective on apple cider vinegar for you guys.
Okay, well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
If you, they're like two separate posts with like five posts in them. Okay,
yeah.
And now we've switched off of Bragg's because when it was bought by this new company, they started adding water.
Yeah, well, the history of it, it goes back to the Egyptians in 3000 BC and the Babylonians. As a condiment and a preservative, they used Julius Caesar's army used it for to stay healthy and fight off disease when they were on the march. It's just in the Middle Ages, Paris, people in Paris were selling it. It became a huge revenue generator from barrels on the street vendors as body deodorant, believe it or not, and a healing tonic for those that were facing the potential for the bubonic plague. So Christopher Columbus, on the 1492 voyage had vinegar barrels for preserving, for preservation of scurvy. Captain James Cook did the same thing. So in Japan, the samurai warriors drank it for power before a battle. The Chinese call it a friend because they've used it for centuries. So it has a tremendous history, and I would just wanted to uplift you and your community for taking a deeper look at apple cider vinegar. When we see historical use like that going back 3,000 years, we need to be paying attention. It's an incredible tool, folks, and I hope you guys are using it regularly to help with your detox.
Well, you know, sometimes first remembered and later forgotten and then re-remembered. I mean, I remember being sick, and that was the first thing in the morning that I didn't really care for the taste. And I took it like a pirate. I took the bottle, took off the cap, turned it upside down, let it fill up my mouth, kept it in there for as long as I could, and then drank 16 ounces of ice cold water, baby.
Yeah, it can be intense. I hear you.
No, it can be intense. And then over time, people started using it as part of a salad dressing and more palatable ways to utilize it. But hey, to bring it back and get everybody jumping on board and everybody going back and getting their apple cider vinegar and adding it, even though it's not listed, one of these days, now that we've got the testimonials all caught up to date, and thank you, Peter, it is just a thing of beauty. We have the largest testimonial section on earth when it comes to dealing with toxic diseases. Amen.
Amen. It's an honor to help you, brother.
No, I know. So we're going to get the protocol page updated with the webmaster as soon as we have enough bucks to pay for it. But we will get it done. Pete, it's been great these last few months, buddy. I mean, just terrific. The information brought back is so much more than it was with me just alone. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Even I pick on you all the time.
It's an honor, brother. It's an honor, and we're serving the Lord together. So it's a wonderful thing. Happy to be here.
We're back tomorrow with prayer fellowship and, of course, from my new book of jokes, which only costs $2.19. We got some terrible jokes. So be there. Join us tomorrow. I think it's the best couple hours in the week. What else? Next week, Pete will be back with me. We're going to host the group from Natural Immunogenics, and they're bringing a specialist. Where is that? I have that written down. Yes, they're bringing a friend I can't remember his name right now. I'm at a loss. But we're having a doctor join Seth. There we go. And Dr. Netzler, I think that is, but I'll check it out. Is a good friend of his, and they'll tell you more about silver, copper, and the new gels. By the way, these gels are phenomenal. And personally, I just think that they're going to be a tremendous additive applied to anybody who has open lesions. So keep that in mind. They're not that expensive. And if you order $100, you get a free gift. And you could make your free gift one of the gels. All right, everybody. Thanks, Pete. Have a blessed day, a good weekend. We'll see you mañana. We're back Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with two coaching sessions. And we're back next weekend once again. Bye-bye, everybody, and God bless. Thank you, Peter.
You bet. God bless you guys. Take care.
God bless you.
Bye now. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.